מדוע השעה היא בודדות, היא כל כך נצררת ויסודית? Why is the one hour you build it that's so necessary and fundamental? Why do you have to have it? משום שיש לאדם יצר הרע שכל יום מתגבר יותר להכשיל אותו. Because the man has a יצר הרע that every day overcomes, it gets stronger and stronger. Yeah? To make him stumble, to make him fall. Rabbi Nathan writes in Likutei Tefillot, Hashem is so good to us that He gave us the Yetzer Hara, and I saw in a different book that Hashem is so happy with one little move that a person does with the Yetzer Hara that he has, even though he falls and he sins everything. But one little move, he went towards Hashem against the Yetzer Hara, more than if he would have served Hashem 1,000 years without a Yetzer Hara. Amazing. A person has to be happy with his Yetzer Hara. Thank you, Hashem, that I have a Yetzer Hara. Now I could work. Without a Yetzara, I don't work. Nachon? Have a Yetzara, I work. If Hashem lo yazor lo l'adam k'neged Yetzara, if Hashem will not help a person against the Yetzara, Adam lo yuchal amod b'nisayon, a man will not be able to withstand the test. V'vaday kasher, of course he'll stumble. Im kach, u'b'chol sugei gerut shel Yetzara, and this is in all types of Yetzara, anger, and food, and the person gets upset, and kfira, and all kinds of things. Kol shekem v'nisayon shel aniyuf, or the most of in the test of niyuf, that's for women, shupi me'od v'alafim yoter kashe. It's 100,000 times more difficult than any other yetzara. Ki uikar yetzara, that's the main yetzara that the Zohar says. Ikra d'yitzara, yitzra bisha, yitzra d'arayim, the main yetzara. זה צרה פעריות, זה לא ספר ווימן. הוא נכנס באדם, הוא בוער בו כמו אש. He goes into a person. And it's flaming in him, it's burning in him like fire. ולכן חייבים עזרה מהשם פי כמה וכמה. And therefore a person must have help from Hashem. A lot more than from any other יצרה. אז רבינו ראית in Torah in Bet, Torah 72, the first part of the Moran, that really, all this Yetzirah that we have is very low Yetzirah, because we're very low people, that we desire food, and we desire sleep, and we desire women. We're very low people. We're not very so purified. That's why we desire these things. If we hold the Holy Tzadikim, it's not even a test for them. That the women, that food, they have a different, they have the real Yetzirah. The real Yetzirah is the holy angel. Yeah, something else completely, but what most people in the world have, what we have, it's a Yetzara, it's a low Yetzara, because we're low people, so our Yetzara, according to our level, is low, is to give us this world, he wants to give us this world. And a person, if he had a little bit of Sechet, it won't be the Yetzara, he won't even desire any of this garbage. How do you get this Sechet? So Rabbeinu teaches at the end of the Torah over there, that a person has to, he has to purify himself and sanctify himself. How do you do that? You got your eyes, you listen to tzaddikim. How do you do that? You have to skew to Hashem. You have to call it Hashem. That's why Bluetooth is the main thing. That's how you purify yourself. You scream about all these things, you listen to the tzaddikim. You go to the tzaddikim and to the talmidim of the tzaddik, talmidim of Rabbeinu. Yeah, you go listen to what they teach, like we're doing right now, and they teach you to go scream to Hashem about these things. Yifshav needs that. There's nothing else to do. Bifrat bador hazeh, especially if is it.
Our enemies can turn that against us. They can say, "Look, the Jews admit that they're a lowly people, that they suffer from these lusts, and they're." They have to pray to their Lord. They have to pray to God, to their God, to, I don't know, remove the evil decree. I'm not sure. But I can see people using this against us in a religious way.
We have a Yetzirah, I have to admit it. Hello, Yetzirah.
So no matter what happens, we just can't help that.
We could fight the Yetzirah, very... don't know what's going on.
They say we're infidels, so it's, I guess we fit into their definition. But why don't the other branches of Judaism talk about this?
The Kedusha? Depends where.
Serious.
That's Judaism. That's what I'm talking about.
Depends where.
Reform is not Judaism.
No, no, we're talking about in the Orthodox Jews.
You say the other branches of Judaism.
Well, I mean, like other. I understand like, about Reform and Conservative, but.
No, no, Orthodox talking about, right?
But the Orthodox faithfuls, have you ever seen this taught?
No, they don't teach this. No, they don't teach it.
It's a touchy subject.
Yeah, because they're all there themselves, all the rabbis and everything, they all nagua in this.
They what?
They all have this.
They all have this.
Yes, sickness. So what, if they teach, I'm going to preach something that I'm sick in?
Yeah, but isn't your Torah can't be the same that you're teaching if you have all of these things and you don't admit it. That must come through somehow to the children.
The only place where, exactly, that's why there's so much assimilation and so much all this garbage going on. But if a person he's trying to fix himself. The only way to fix yourself is through sitting with yourself and thinking what you need to fix. Otherwise, how do you know what to fix? Right? If you ignore it, you could fill yourself with all kinds of good things that you're doing and not fix yourself. Not bad things, good things. You're teaching Torah all day and you're running around doing brit for everyone and you're a rabbi in a shul and you're this and you're that. But you're fixing yourself, you're not. You don't know how. Who taught you? No one taught you how to fix yourself. There's this guy, he wrote a book, Hashem Erachem. I don't know who he is. I heard he's a Litvish guy. I don't know who he is. He wrote a book. He's analyzing all the bigger Hasidus. It's against Hasidim. New book. And especially against Breslev. Many, many things against Rabbeinu and against Breslev. He compares Breslev to Christianity. Crazy things. A Haredi guy, kivyachol. Crazy things.
Breslev is getting bigger in the world.
Yeah, he said, we can't ignore, you're right, I read a little bit, they put it on the note, in the breast of notice, the notice they put up every week. So they wrote over there, so he writes over there, Shem Elachim, in regards to say what he says, but we can't ignore this epidemic called Breslev, which is growing all over the world, and it's confiscating the shamas from the Litvish world, and the knowledge from Hasidim, or the Litvish.
Rabbi is from New York.
The guy who lived in India or something, I don't know, it's so crazy.
Rabbi is from New York?
I don't know where he's from. Anyways, Shem Erachem.
Epidemic?
Epidemic is like a disease, right? It's something that's
a plague.
Plague, like something that's growing, yeah, that's what he calls it. And he analyzed Rabbi Nachman himself, that he was a very this kind of person, very that. It's crazy. I'm shaking him. And he's not going to be clean from this, not in this world, not in the next world.
I mean, I hope...
Unless he does tshuva and he fixes his ways.
I mean, an epidemic means that it's growing exponentially. I mean, I wish we were that successful.
Yeah, we're very successful, you should know.
That's why
all the big tzaddikim of the Litvish world went against this book, by the way. The Bitzchak Ezrachi, the Rashi of Mir, and other tzaddikim. And they learned, there's a shiur Likutei Moran in Mir every year, every day, I think.
We kids here, well... The Baal Sali came to Eretz Israel in 1910 for a visit. And then he went back to Morocco. He came back again, Baba Sali, in 1920. And he moved his family to Yavne. And in Yavne, this is 1920s, he was there. And the rabbi from one of the yeshivas came to visit the Baba Sali. And he asked, Baba Sali asked the rabbi, "What do you learn in the yeshiva?" He said that we learned Gomorrah, and we learned the Halakha, and we learned Musar. And Baba Sali said, "What about Hasidus?" And the rabbi says, "Well, Hasidus is not for the Torah." Baba Sali didn't say anything.
That night,
I tell you this, he picked up his bags. Yeah, you read it also? He said his whole family, they picked up their bags, and they moved. They didn't wait till the next morning. That night, they moved to Nitivot. He said, "I can't be in a place where there's this attitude that Hasidus is not important. But the Baba Sali, I mean, he had dreams about it. Balsam Tov showed up in his dreams.
Anyways, especially in this generation, if a long time ago the test of a person in this lust, here and there, he had a Yosef HaTzadik, he had a test with the wife of Potiphar. Also, Rabbeinu says that it wasn't a physical test. Yosef HaTzadik did not have anything physical. He did not have any desire to the wife of Potiphar. Not David HaMelech to Bathsheba, not Shlomo HaMelech to 1,000 wife. And Rabbeinu writes explicitly. Right? It's something to do with the Malach Kadosh. It's a holy thing. Okay? Yeah, but let's say, right, they were holy people. If a person, even if not a holy person, if a sound person wanted to sin anew, right? In those days, to see something that asul to see, everything, what, 100 years or 200 years ago, you know how much you had to do in order to sin? To go to a different city, go find a prostitute now. Well, even the goyot were dressed with sacks 200 years ago. Right? Maybe in France a little bit, it was a little bit more open, a little bit. A little more disgusting, but now, and even afterwards, 50 years ago, when all the 40 years ago, all the dirty movies started coming out.
1960s.
Yeah, even then, it was a little bit embarrassing to people to see and everything in the beginning. But today, the test is every moment, every second. He's here, every moment, in the computer, in the phone, in the street.
Yafo.
Yeah, in the street, seeing people walking with. I went to Dua Fatsar, people, they walk naked. They walk naked. There was a girl, a little girl, maybe 11, 12 years old. I only saw a shirt on, I promise you. I only saw a shirt on her. What's wrong with them?
And we're not even talking about the rocket or the bus.
They don't see that it's wrong. But then, they don't know it. They don't know. They just don't know.
It's such a corruption.
Nobody taught them.
It's corruption.
Nobody it's corruption.
It's corruption. This is all planned. It's planned by the Sitra Achra in order to not only it's planned also by the Sitra Achra and all of his helpers, people who sit and they make these clothing. They think about it. What will be more attractive? What will be more this? What will be more that? That's what they think.
Yeah. Like a piece of clothing to read.
Exactly. Yes. You pay. You wear less, and you pay more.
Yeah.
Shem Arachem.
Moses.
In order to take a person goes crazy to burn his brain, to burn out his neshama. Is that filur nakshadav megunev in achevra? It's not even considered something disgusting in the eyes of the society. It's normal. 50 years ago, if someone walked around like that, it's a prostitute. That's what it is. That's how it is. I read a book. This guy who lived in Yerushalayim, this and that. And there was one prostitute in Yerushalayim. And he just described more or less how she was dressed. She was very clean, I'm telling you. She wore red clothing.
That's how you can tell.
Yeah, red clothing. But today, every woman in the street looks like a prostitute.
Is she smoking?
She's great.
Nowadays, red clothing is nothing.
What?
Red clothing is like...
It's new, that's what I said. It's new. She's new. She's Haredi. Oh, he's Haredi.
So that's why they have to do these other things to make him more look like a prostitute. Rav's not enough. Smoking's not enough. They got to do less to make him sure that people know they're a prostitute.
In the olden days, right, in the past, the person who had any connection to all this garbage, the society used to spit him out, they're disgusting, get out of here, it's not nice. Even going. Today, one button that you press on your iPhone, you're in exactly there, even worse than there, than that. And in the past, what a person that took him his whole life to do aveiros, a person can do the same aveiros in Russia, if you do it whole life, in 1 hour. And if a person does not have an hour, he's supposed to do it. And he stands in front of Hashem. And he screams, Hashem, save me! I have to go out to the street. I can't be stuck in the house all day. I have to go to yeshiva. I have to go here. I have to go to the shopping. I have to go to the makolet. I have to go on the bus. I have to go places. Save me, save me.
Before?
If he does not have this, how does he expect to be saved?
Before the 70s, there was basically no homosexuality. Open homosexuality. Now,
So if a person does not scream out to Hashem, how is he planning on guarding his eyes? How? I remember when I went to France, first time, Rafatzah, I was scared to death. I was afraid to go out to the street. France is very bad. Paris is very bad. I went to worse places in Paris. I went to Cannes. You know where Cannes is? In the southern part of France, on the water. There's no beach over there with clothing. There's no beach with clothing, bathing suits. There's topless, bottomless, all kinds of things over there. There's no, you can't go with a bathing suit.
I mean, they're naked.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it twisted, but yeah, very good. You understand well. No.
Also,
so I was afraid. Yeah, also that's it. It's true. I was very scared to go out to the street in Paris. I was very afraid of myself. So I asked my friend, "What do? He said, "We stream." I said, "Good." So every night, within 2 weeks, in Dinadel, every night, 3 hours, we screamed. We had a shul there, and every night, 3 hours, we screamed, "Hashem, save us!" And then I was able to go to the street, no problem. I'm telling you, I promise you. Nothing. I went there like fire. Came back like fire. Fire. And a different time I went to Paris and I did not stop it like that. I hardly did an hour gloves every day. And I was suffered from that trip for a year and a half afterwards. Suffered from the trip. So what do you expect? You go in the street here without davening? Don't come to yeshiva if you didn't daven. Don't come, it's dangerous. Dangerous. The daven. Stand at least ten minutes, something before you go out to the street. If you didn't do a half an hour, you go to, so at least 10 minutes before, or if you go early in the morning with no one in the street, so the whole way just daven on that, and today you'll have a clean day. At least something. You can't go. It's committing suicide. You like commit suicide. Spiritual suicide. Asu. You have to daven. We have to daven. It's summer now, it's dangerous. The winter is dangerous, and the summer is pikama.
Especially with all the tourists.
Okay, mash. Only power we have is tefillah. Look, Rav Arush will give us some examples of what to pray. Okay? On page 195. We have time? You want to do a push up here? So. We only have a few minutes.
Tomorrow
we'll do what Rav Arush brings, how to scream to Hashem for examples. Yeah?
No, this is really important. We got to cover it.
Yeah? You have to come tomorrow. Okay.
What? So tomorrow we'll do it. What do you think? You know what tomorrow we'll do?
It's 2:20 now.
Yesh lecha avoda. You have work. Zeikar avoda v'zeikar tefila. This is the main work of a person. This is the main prayer that he has to daven for. I know he said it for years. And I used to get confused when he changed subject. But really, this is the main prayer. Of course, if a person has something specific right now that is bothering him, health or with his children or panas, of course he has daven also on that specifically. But in general, the main focus that he has to have is on the new. Abedu called it hara kolel, a general bad. It includes all bad in the world. All the bad that a person has depends on this. It comes from gaiva, from holiness. If a person will be clean, Abedu says this, if a person will be clean from this, from the new, as benakelit nakem ikshar hara sheyeshbo, so very easily he will clean from all the bad that he has. Lachen kol echad itpalel veitpalel al zeh. Therefore, each and every one of us has to pray and pray and pray and pray on this. Al shmirat ha'inayim. First of all, to guard the eyes. Second of all, to nullify the taiva. I should have no lust for women. What, I'm an idiot because of this form. I get nothing from just seeing it. So that's how I'm going to lose my whole life, my whole neshama, everything. But just talk to himself. He said, Ani mishuga.
What was the second thing?
Now find the taiva.
Oh, no.
First of all, to shut their eyes.
Yeah.
Utzrichin lefaret b'tfiyat koleni. And then a person has to specify. Rav Arush brings an example. Ribono shel olam. Just an example here. Yeah, a person will add on from his own words. Like Rabbi Natan, he brings down and you add on whatever you like. Ribono Shelah, Master of the World, Tevatel mimeni v'shlemut et kol ha'tavat niyuv. Nullify from me completely the whole tavat niyuv, the whole lust for women that I have. Tevatel mimeni v'shlemut tavat ha'mishgal. Nullify from me completely the tavat for to be with a woman. Tevatel mimeni v'shlemut tavat v'chemda liyofi anashim. Nullify from me completely the lust and the coveting to the beauty of women. The shape, her face, her form. Ataava zol itaavat besarim. Rabbeinu says this. This taiva of loving the shape of the body of a woman, the taavat besarim, Rabbeinu called it. You're loving flesh. It's called the taiva, lust for flesh. V'chi adam chomet haneshama shel ha'isha. Why a person is coveting the soul of this woman? No. A person has to scream on this every single day with new koach, new power. Kmo shenema, like it says in the pasuk, kavel Hashem chazak v'yametz tzivcha. Pray to Hashem, hope to Hashem, and you pray to Hashem, that's how you hope to Hashem. Strengthen your heart if He doesn't answer you, and hope again, daven again. Ve'itchanen, and he'll beg. Ve'itzak, he'll scream. Ve'ivakesh, and ask the mercy of Hashem. Yitbarach, that He is the Father of all mercy and kindness. Then ketz v'sof legodel achmanuto, the greatness of His mercy is endless on His children. Ribono shel olam, He says like this: Rachem aleinu godel achmanutcha. Have mercy on us. You're so merciful. Have mercy on us. Bifrat v'kol shekem v'dor kashanu omdim bo, especially in this generation that we're at. Shal ador hazeh amar Orachaim HaKadosh, and this generation the Orachaim said that before Mashiach will come, before the Redeemer will come to Am Yisrael will go down to the 50th gate of Tuma. Where we see ourselves. It Hashem mitcholel v'korei imanu yom yom. What happens with us every single day? Ech yardu adorot v'idarderu Yisrael kedoshim etavot kashot umarot. How the generations went down. Am Yisrael, they almost went so down, so low. Am Yisrael, the holy Am Yisrael went so low to the worst lust. Lust for children, lust for men, lust for any woman in the street. Crazy things. Am Yisrael went down to such places where the Torah says the person has to die and not do this aveiros. Because of alive, Akal Yisrael, and all this is upon me and all, upon all Am Yisrael. Therefore, tevatel v'ta'akor v'tasir mimeni v'kol Yisrael b'shlemut et kol ha'tava kashav ha'mara aboeret bi. Therefore, nullify and uproot and remove from me and from all of Am Yisrael completely this very difficult and bitter burning taiva, which is seducing me to have bad thoughts for the worst aveiros in the world. Ana Abba shebashamayim, please, Abba in heaven, תציל אותי ואת כל ישראל, save me and all Am Yisrael. תרחם עליי ועל כל ישראל. Have mercy on me and on all Am Yisrael. תן לנו כוח להתגבר על יצרי נורא. Give us the power to overcome a bad inclination. תגביר הכוח הטוב שבנו על כוח הרע. Give more power to the good which is in us. Everyone has good in him. Give more power to the good that's which in us. To overcome the bad. Ribono shel olam, tell me et hakoach la'atzom et ha'einayim sheli. Ribono shel olam, give me the power to shut my eyes. Terecham alai shelech im harosh lemata. Have mercy on me that I'll go with my head down. Shelo yeh li ratzon lirot nashim. I should not have the will to see any women. Kach v'chule, and so on and so forth. Yeah, you get the idea, right? Kach yitzak v'yosif od tfilot pima sheyachon otah abore v'chemato. That's how a person should yell and add more tfilos according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu graze him and give him more power to say with his mercy, the whole half hour, until from Shamayim they'll get this light and it'll be purified, right? It'll be clean, right? It'll be kitsu. Half an hour at least. Half an hour is just for the day. If you really a person wants to clean himself, he has to do something more and more. Until a person will be clean, completely. And he could be clean, completely. You could be. Yeah, a person could be completely clean. Rabbeinu said, the person gets to get purified himself, he gets a little bit of das, the less woman, it's shtriot for him. And Rav Arush himself reached it. He told us. Do tefillah?
You have to have psychological treatment for something like that.
That's psychological treatment. When you scream for an hour or half an hour every day,
for
years, it's psychological. Yeah.
This is the best psychology.
It's just that Hashem gives you it. When does Hashem give it? When you scream.
But you have to assume that the individual is examining his problems through screaming. I'm not sure if you can make that assumption.
What do you mean examining? What's examining? Nullifying?
Yeah, saying I have this less, this is what I've done. There's no mention of apology to the victim, because some of these people are victims of these guys. There are some women who have been victimized.
Instead, we're not talking about right now. We're talking about the fact that a person desires. Not that he's done everything and anything bad. He was married, he's a good boy, he didn't do anything bad then. Just that he has a lust. He has a lust to look at women. He likes to look at the shape of a woman. That's so, they're like that.
So we're assuming he hasn't done anything.
No, they didn't do anything bad.
Looking.
The Rambam says that the person thinks that he's just looking at San Aveiro because he didn't touch. And it's nanachon. Don't look.
So we should make a pair of glasses for everybody that just cuts out women.
Exactly.
You need to see a form.
But the lust for women, you can't make a pair of glasses to
no.
That's why Hashem made us here, these things. You see these things? What are they called? Eyelids?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hashem, you know why Hashem made them?
No.
A few reasons. First of all, you could sleep. Second of all, so you could shut them.
Yeah.
When you walk in the street? Look down. Top. Bezal Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue to scream to Hashem every day. Hashem. Hashem will save us, and Hashem will save us. And besides this, she wants a person yelled at it. It doesn't make a difference what happened afterwards. He pulled him by an eye, went in the street, he saw what he saw. So what? Doesn't care anymore. Doesn't make a difference. I doubt it. I did what I could do. I can't do more than I could do, right? So, don't beat yourself up. Don't say I'm an idiot. Don't say anything. Next day you scream again until Hashem saves you. Result is not our problem. Our thing is to do. What's doing? Wanting. How do you want? You doubt it. Zero. What happens afterwards? It's not up to us. If it takes me 100 years, if I might die and still have less room. What? If I scream every day? They won't judge me in Shammai for that. I did what I had to do. But if I don't scream every day, if I don't ask Hashem to help me, so in Shammai they'll judge me. They'll say, oh, we're not judging you for seeing women. We're judging you. Why didn't you ask from Hashem? Hashem could have helped you. That's what they're going to judge us from Shammai. Therefore, our job is just to go to do and ask from Hashem, please help me. I want to be close to you. I want an end. We have always tried to read the beginning of the book. The taste of holiness, of dusha, a person will get only when, and we can't even imagine what it is. But when a person screams more and more, for example, us, in our level, each one of us, we already have a feeling of Shabbos. We know what Shabbos calm Shabbos is. You sit, you sing, and you go to shul, and you sit with the family. Very nice, right? And a person has no idea anything like that. Different people keep Shabbos. The whole Shabbos is just garinim in a newspaper, in a bakbuk bira. Yeah, they have nothing to do with it. They keep Shabbos, but they don't know what the whole simcha of Shabbos and the holiness of Shabbos and the sitting and singing and saying Dibur Torah and resting on Shabbos. They have no idea. They both keep Shabbos, so we have to believe that there's even higher and higher levels, and it gets more pure, more fine, the feeling that a person can get on Shabbos and on his tefillin and on his Torah learning and on his shalom bayis and everything. Good.